Die winner partner by Vision Fuse Sports Radio.
Quindin Nason, and we're continuing our adventure into African basketball. It was the men that had the conversation first, but you know, they say save the best for last, I believe. And so we graciously have saved Coach Thesleen Davids, who's on the line, as we're going to chat the ladies competition, or the under 18 female basketball competition at these AUSC Region 5 youth games taking place in Maseru. And thank you for coming onto the show, and thank you for your time, Coach Thesleen.
Thanks for the invite. It's really nice able to catch up with you.
It's fantastic. And you, of course, have seen the youth games before. 2 years ago, I was with you in Botswana, and I got to see just how intense this competition can be. I don't think you expect anything less, and especially with the fact that they changed it from under 17 to under 18, and then they added the qualification into Afrobasket as another factor.
Yes, they did.
So
it's going to be quite intense.
does that add a little bit more pressure because of that little caveat?
Well, it does because at the end of the day, any coach would like to qualify for AfroBasket. It's my biggest dream. I've had this dream since the day I was selected in 2012 to be able to take a team to AfroBasket, and I'm praying that day happens, you know. So yeah,
we are praying that that day happens as well. And it's not an easy task. If anything was easy, everyone would be doing it. And in your pool out there in Lesotho, you're going to have the actual host, Zimbabwe, Botswana, and Angola. And your structure in the under 18 female competition slightly different because it's a straight round robin.
Yes, just like that. And we've got to play everybody, and then basically, when it takes all, I guess. Yeah, the top two takes all, basically.
The top two takes all. That makes almost every game have the intensity of a final. It's like playing playoffs straight away out the bat.
Yes, definitely. It's going to be crazy. People are going to be throwing elbows. It's going to be so tough. Girls just need to be ready and just fight.
Now, the coach Williams alluded to some of the difficulty that he's had, and I'm sure that yours is also similar, trying to collate calendars, couple that with exams, and then the added difficulty with all of the COVID restrictions that don't necessarily make camping the issue. How has the preparation gone from your side?
Oh, it's been tough. We gave the kids some programs to follow, and like for boys and girls, trying to make sure that they stay involved. And I mean, some of the coaches did update me on how they are doing. I have two kids from Northwest that's actually training with Rory Sung, the one that's from the USA.
Yes.
So she's back home for the holidays. So she's training with them. So my kids are in good hands. I took the kids in Cape Town myself and just pushed them around a bit. So I'm hoping whatever we've done now, this side, we'll be able to just try and fix when we see each other and then be ready in time for the games.
So what does the calendar look like from today for you and the team?
Yeah, so we should be having our camp this weekend. Then we have our prep, and then we'll leave for Lesotho on the 1st of December. Once we qualify, then I think AfroBasket for us is in March in Mali. So that is the aim, that is the goal, and that's all we want right now, is just to push to get to Mali, basically.
I spoke to Coach Williams about the selection criteria. Were you happy, and did not receive too much kickback? Because you know, selection is always tricky when it comes to especially the under 18 category, because there are schools and provinces involved.
It's always tough with kids. Because obviously any coach would want his kid in the team, you know, and the day his kid doesn't make the team, he'd be so upset. But at the end of the day, you could only take the best. And I must say, there were some really talented kids at the trials, boys and girls. And like, I was so shocked that I saw a kid from Gauteng, and she actually went and grabbed the rim, and I was like, what the hell am I seeing?
Wow.
And my mind was blown. Like, I was shocked. And then I was like, I want to see you do it again. And she went back and she did it again. And then I'm like, this is going to be a special group, because if I can get this kid to get even better, she's going to make everybody good, you know?
Mm.
So this kid is my biggest link. So I just need to push her. I need to work hard with her. And just do my best so I can get the best out of her, so that she can get the best out of her teammates as well. Because I think she's going to be our big link to get us to AfroBasket.
And you know, I'm going to steer clear of is trying to get players' names, because, you know, we're going to put unnecessary pressure on them, you know, and it's great that names get mentioned. So there's two sides to the coin. We're trying to create possible opportunities for scouting, but I'm pretty sure that if people watch the games, they'll figure out who you're talking about.
Yes, you'll definitely know which is. But no, they are a sweet bunch of kids. So Angel is the big girl. Mm-hmm. She's from Gauteng. She's just an amazing kid. She's got the most beautiful personality. She listens. She's so disciplined. It's going to be so fun to coach a kid that is just willing to learn. And she's just an amazing. She just stands out for me as one of those kids that I think is going to take, she's going to make us so proud one day.
So here's the question, and I didn't ask Coach William this, but how much info or insight do you get on your opponents? And because I know, and this is also experience, most of the insight you get is from actually just being at the tournament and getting to see the teams for the first time.
Yeah, no, but me, I went a bit further. I've been watching like the past AfroBaskets, and because I know we're getting Angola, so I've been watching their games. And there was the under 16 team, the under 15 team that played against us. Mm. I know for sure that there is 4 kids from that team that is still going to be in the team.
Okay.
So I've already, in my mind, I've already prepared for that 4. And then I'm not sure who they next, because you know Angola can surprise you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the thing. And I know the biggest girl of 2018, she's gone. So... I know, and I don't think there's going to be someone as big as Angel. But I think also we've got some nice guards. So I think we'll be able to match in certain ways. But then again, COVID also just destroyed a lot of things. So the development of these kids hasn't been the same of the kids of the past, you see. So all these kids that I've worked with in 2015 and 2018, like I was privileged enough to have decent amount of camps for these kids.
Sure.
But with this one, COVID interfered with everything, and it meant that we have to dig deep. And if the kids watch certain videos, like I also told them, go and study this game, you know,
sure.
This is a game that they must watch. So they know what I'm trying to do, because I also need them to get that shock out of them, so that when they do see these players, they're not scared, because they'll be able to say, oh, but I saw her, you know. So I'm trying to make them see what the other sides of Africa looks like. Because they don't know anything. This bunch, they don't. I've only got one senior of 2018's group. One. So I have one girl that's gonna have to lead the pack and show them the ropes, because I've lost all the others. You know?
That's going to be a mountain to climb, but hopefully they'll just realize that it's basketball, and as much as it's on a different platform, the game is still played the same, and it should be interesting. Coach, we've already managed to fill our time, and it's been amazing just to get your insights, and just like for Coach William, I'm going to wish you the best of luck out there. We'll be rooting for you, because we would love to see our under 18 female team make it all the way to AfroBasket and get the right to compete with the best in Africa. So we'll be keeping track. We'll be trying to follow all the progress, and we will obviously get a report back when you come back.
Thank you, sir.
And you are also now officially a part of the Full Court Press family, and I'm going to wish you well, and then we will chat again.
Thanks, sir. Take care. Stay safe.
The coach of the under-18s.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.